This is Walk Good, African and Caribbean folk tales retold by storyteller Keisha Christie. Join us as we share stories passed down from generation to generation. Gather your family and your friends, reminisce about the old days, learn something new, and most of all, walk good. Welcome to this episode of Walk Good. I'm your storyteller, Keisha Christie, and in this episode, we have a Caribbean folktale for you. This story is called Ears, Tails, and Common Sense. In a time long before now, when the earth was new, the first animals did not look the way that they do today. They had no ears, no tails, and no common sense. They would have to go to one place for their ears, another for their tails, and yet another for their common sense. There were two friends, Rabbit and the little marmoset monkey, who decided that they would work together to get small ears, a modest tail, and a whole lot of common sense. They headed out first thing in the morning. The first place they went to was the house of the elephant. With elephant's large, ample ears, her house was the perfect place to store all of the ears and different models and sizes. When the two went deep into the forest by the stream where elephant's house was, they realized that they were at the back of the line. Other animals had gotten there first, and there was so much confusion. Donkey was trying on ears that were so small, he looked ridiculous. And Goat was trying on ears that were so long, they kept slapping him in the face. And Dog was having trouble placing the ears in the right way because he was looking for small ears. They just didn't sit right. So Rabbit and the little marmoset monkey had to wait. When it was their turn, they had no trouble. They skipped past the large ears and moved past the medium-sized ears and went to focus on the small ears. It wasn't long before the marmoset monkey found his ears. They were small and brown and crinkled, much like his crinkly face. And then it was Rabbit's turn. Rabbit found these ears that were a little bit longer than he wanted, but they had this lovely pink on the inside. And so Rabbit placed them on his head with a little bit of a slant to match his slanting eyes. Well, the two went off to the next place. They needed their tails after all. They headed to the house of the first giraffe. That's where there were tails of all shapes and sizes. When they got there, they moved quickly as well, skipping past the large tails, skipping past the medium tails, and focusing on the small tails. Well, Rabbit was first to find a tail that was small, but uppish just a little, and it fit just right. And the marmoset monkey found a tail too. It was brown with a little tuft on top, and boy, did it make him look cheeky. They were done. Now all they needed to do was focus on their common sense. For this, they had to go to the home of the first gorilla. When they got there, Gorilla was large with fiery red eyes, and the two were a little bit afraid. When Gorilla saw them, two of them coming, he said, "You must complete three tasks. After all, everyone must work for their common sense, including you." Well, the little marmoset monkey knew that he was a distant relative of the gorilla, but didn't want to take advantage. And the little rabbit stood still, did not move an ear or a new tail. Rabbit finally spoke up and said, "What will you have us do?" Gorilla said, "One, you will bring one gourd filled with tiger cat's tears. Two, you will bring one gourd filled with wasps. Not just any wasps, but the red and yellow wasp known as Jack Spaniards. And three, you will take this ether pot and bring it all the way to the top of that palm tree." Secretly, Gorilla wanted to take the pot full of common sense and put it on the top of a palm tree so no one else could get it. But Gorilla was far too large to make it to the top of that palm tree. Well, Rabbit thought about it for a moment and said, "Can we split the tasks? I can do the first two, but my friend here, the Marmoset Monkey, is much better at climbing than I am." Gorilla looked at the two friends and sized them up. And finally agreed. Well, off Rabbit went to Tiger Cat's house, and on the way found a piece of paper and some charcoal and started scribbling on the paper. When Rabbit got to Tiger Cat's house, he placed the paper in front of Tiger Cat. Well, Tiger Cat looked at the paper, looked at Rabbit, and said, "I have been far too busy to learn how to read just yet, so you're going to have to read this for me." Rabbit looked at the paper and said, "Well, I was sent by Elephant, and this says that there is a hurricane that is coming, and all of the small trees are going to snap in two, and all of the large trees are going to bend over, and any animal that is not tied to a branch is going to get swept away." Tiger Cat thought about this for a moment. Elephant is very, very wise, and if this message came from Elephant, then it must be true. "Rabbit, you have to help me. Please tie me to the thickest, strongest tree." Rabbit said, "I'm happy to help, but do you have a strong cord?" Tiger Cat came back with a large, strong cord, and Rabbit began to tie. And with a huge inhale, Rabbit pulled. "Is this tight enough?"
"Yes," replied Tiger Cat,
and Rabbit made a knot. He walked around and looked at Tiger Cat tied to this tree, looking very ridiculous, and said, "You are one foolish Tiger Cat. How can I come to you with this ridiculous story and you believe me?" Well, Tiger Cat was insulted and was getting very angry. But the only thing that Tiger Cat could do was cry. "How could you?" Well, Rabbit just stood there and watched Tiger Cat cry. With an open gourd, collected all of the tears and covered the gourd. Next, Rabbit went to the home of the wasps. It was a large tree, but the branch with the nest of the wasps hung low. And Rabbit kept saying something to herself. "Yes, I see. No, I don't. Yes, I agree. No, I don't. Yes, yes. No, no." Well, wasps are very curious creatures, and so they started buzzing around Rabbit, wanting to know what was with the commotion. Well, Rabbit said, "I made a bet with a man, and he told me that 243 wasps could fit in this gourd." The wasp looked at that gourd, and they have a very big ego. "Surely we are much too big to fit that many wasps in that gourd. I don't know how to prove myself right or prove him wrong," Rabbit said. Well, the chief of the wasps turned around and made an announcement to the others, saying that they were going to fly into the gourd to prove that 243 of them could not fit. And so they started to fly inside. Zing, 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 zing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, as Rabbit counted. And when there were enough, Rabbit closed the gourd and went back to the house of the first gorilla. Now it was Marmoset's turn to climb the palm tree. So the pot was given to Marmoset Monkey, who tied it around his neck and began to climb the tree. 1 foot, 2 feet, 3 feet, 4, 5 feet, 7 feet, 6 feet. Marmoset was climbing, but it was weird climbing with this ether pot around his neck. It kept swinging back and forth and throwing him off balance, and this made him a little frustrated. Rabbit had such easy time doing his task, and here I am at something I am good at, and I can't seem to get it right. 7 foot, 8 foot, 9 foot, 10. Marmoset Monkey was getting so frustrated with this pot swinging back and forth and back and forth. Finally, Rabbit had an idea and called out, "Why don't you put it on your back?"
and Marmoset Monkey turned to hurl this insult.
Why wouldn't she tell me that when I was on the ground?
And with that, the pot was swinging back and hit the side of the tree. The pot shattered, and Marmoset Monkey slid down out of that tree and said, "Good, I am so glad that old pot is broken."
"Glad are you?" said Gorilla.
Gorilla grabbed a hold of Rabbit's ears and spun him around three times.
1, 2, 3,
and threw him into the forest. And with every spin, Rabbit's ears got longer. 2 inches, 3 inches, 6 inches.
Next, Gorilla turned his eyes to Marmoset Monkey and grabbed him by the tail and spun him around three times. 1, 2, 3,
and threw him into the forest. And with each spin, Marmoset's monkey's tail got longer too. 6 inches, 12 inches, 24 inches. And that's why to this day, rabbits have long ears and Marmoset monkeys have that long, curvy tail. Well, as for Gorilla, there was nothing that he could do about the common sense. It was already out into the world, taken by the wind, and depending on where the wind blew, some animals got a lot of common sense, and others just got a little. But with that, Waya Ben, this story ends.
Join us in our next episode as we have new stories to share with you. If you are not already, follow us on our socials so that you can find out what's happening in between episodes. You can find us on Instagram at Talkin, TALKIN underscore Tales, TALES. You can also find us on Facebook at Talking Tales Storytelling and TikTok at Talking Tales. And don't forget, you can check out our YouTube channel, Talkin, TALKIN apostrophe Tales, TALES. Did you know that our storyteller, Keisha Christie, is performing in the Toronto International Storytelling Festival? You can catch her on May 13th at the Family Storytelling Tent at 11:25. Check out our socials for details. We encourage you to like, share, and follow this episode so that we can build our community and share more stories with you. Till we meet again, share this story with your family and your friends, and most of all, walk good.